Yeah, Mishnayis Masechta Poro, Perakei, Mishnalef, Hamevi Kli Cheres Lechatis. When they go to get a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, that eventually they plan to use to put in it Mayim Chaim and to put the ashes of the Paraduma to make a Kiddush of the Mechatis. So if you go to fetch the Kli Cheres, Hamevi Kli Cheres Lechatis, so Toivol. First thing you have to do is, even though the Kli maybe is Torah, you bought a new Kli, but still you have to put it into the mikvah. You have to be tovel l'shem chatis, and that's like a chumer min rabbanin, that you have to be tovel l'shem chatis. Now, v'lo nala kivshon, that the Tanakhama holds that you have to watch the Kli, like be there when they're put it in the oven, to first bake the Kli, that even before the Kli is ready, you have to be there, like to sleep there, to watch it, to make sure no Amor touched it, that has no tumah. That's the Tanakhama, that Velon. Mamash have to sleep there by the Kivshin, that as soon as they put it into the oven, you have to be there even before it's a Gemar Malacha, to make sure it had no tumah. Reb Yudah says, no, Af Min Habayi, so maybe the Kosher. No, you can go and buy a Kli Cheres from the house where the person is selling it, and it's Kosher to be used. Why Shakil Nemona Malachatis? Anybody is believed to say that the Kli Cheres is Torah, since he knows you want to use it for the Paraduma. Everybody knows for the Paraduma you have to use the Tyra, so you could trust, even an Amorit, you could trust him if he tells you this Kli is Torah. Now, Uva Truma, what's going to be though if you want to use this Kli for Truma? Then Poseach Es Hakiv Shemanoitel. And even if Yudu would agree, you can't just trust somebody. But you have to be there when they open up the oven to take it out. But you don't have to be there like the Tanakhama when they put it into the oven, to sleep there when it's in the oven. It's enough just that you have to be there when they open up the oven and take the Kli out of it. If you are there and you see that no Amor has touched it, so then you're allowed to use that Kli to store your Trumah in it. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, Min HaSeid Rasheni, it's not enough to be there when they open up the oven. The first row of kelim you should not use. You have to be afraid maybe an Amoritz was there first and touched the first row. So you have to take a Kli from the second row. And Rabbi Yosi Yoimen, no, min HaSeid Vashlishi. You have to be makpa to take a Kli from the third row. At this you have to be afraid from the first two rows, maybe an Amoritz touched it. So you have to take from the third row. And the last two machlokes in Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi is talking about for Truma. But he's more machmor to say the third row, or else the second row. Mishnah Beis. Hamatfil Kli Lechatos B'mayim Sheinim Ruyim Lekadish. Let's say you have this Kli Cheres that you plan to use to eventually put the Mechatos in it. And first you dip it into water. You matfil the Kli, let's say in a mikvah, which is not Mayim Chaim. So Locharis Tzorach Lanagim. If you take it out of the mikvah, you have to dry off the Kli, to make sure none of that water is still in the Kli later when you put the Mayim Chaim in there, should not be mixed up any other water. What's going to be though, B'mayim Shem Ruyim Lekadosh, let's say when you first bought this Kli Cheres, like we learned the Mishnah before, you're supposed to be Tovel at L'Shem Chatis, you put it into the river, you put it into Mayim Chaim, then the Locher is Ein Tzorach L'Nagiv, you do not have to dry it out first before you use it to put the Mayim Chaim in, because it's also Mayim Chaim. But let's say you plan to put in this Kli Cheres now, Mayim Mekudoshim means water that already has its Kiddush from the Efer of the Mechatis, then the Locher is Benkach Benkach Tzorcha Nagiv. Even though you are titled, let's say, Riffin, Mayim Chaim, but so what? Since that Mayim Chaim does not have Kiddush on it, and now you plan to put in Mayim Kedoshim, so if we have to first dry it out well to make sure there's no other water in it, should not get mixed up with the Mayim Mukadoshin. Mishnah Gimel. Keruya Shetvilu B'mayim. Let's say you have a dried out pumpkin that you're using this for Kli to make a Kiddush of a Mechatis in it. So first, after you made it dried out into a Kli, you put it into a mikvah. Shetvilu B'mayim. Sheinim Reim Lekadosh, you put it into a regular mikvah, not a Mayim Chaim. The Locher is Mikadshim Boat Shetitamei. Still, you're allowed to use this Kli to eventually put Mayim Chaim into, put the Efer a Paraduma, you make Kiddush there, Kozman, the Kli did not become Tomei. So the Kiddush here is, even though it was a pumpkin, and you first put into the mikvah, so I would have thought to say the water gets sapped into the pumpkin and it can't come out. So maybe later when you make a kiddush in it with the mayim chayim, some of the original mikvah water would come out. Kamashma, no, we're not afraid about that. As long as the pumpkin is tor, it was not the tamei, you could use it. Nitmo, let's say this pumpkin once became tamei, then alocha rezein mekachin, then you cannot use it for kiddush mechatis. As even though you put it into the mikvah, but now we're afraid, no, maybe later some tipa tamei that was still stuck inside the pumpkin will come out later. So we're not only afraid that mikvah water would come out, but we're afraid here that since the kli was tamei, that tamei water would come out later. So here we're more machner. Here we say you cannot use this dried out pumpkin to make a kiddush mechatis if the kli was already tamei once. Now Rabbi Yeshua says, in Mekadishu Bo Batchilo, he says, he argues, if you can make a Kiddush here at the beginning, so after Soif Mekadish Bo means even though it became Tomei once as Kali, and you put into the mikvah, so what? If you're telling me at the beginning, even though it wasn't Tomei, also you have to put it into the mikvah. So if you say that mikvah water dries up and does not come out later, so therefore you're allowed to use it for Kiddush later, so even though it was Tomei, you put it into the mikvah, it should be the same Samara. We should not be afraid that any tamadik water would come out later. And in Eino in the Kaddish Baba Seif, if you hold no, like you just said, that once the Kli becomes tummy, you cannot use it anymore for Kiddush Mechatis, even though you put it into the mikvah, because you're afraid some tamadik water would come out, if so, aflei betchila. Even if the Kli is tahor, but since you put it into a mikvah water, so let's be afraid some of that water would come out later, and it's not Mayim Chayim. So, meaning to say that Yeshua's machmer to say even betchila you should not use this pumpkin for a kli, but since if you put it into a mikvah water, you have to be afraid maybe some of that water would come out later into the mayim chayim. Therefore, you should not use this kli for kiddush mechatis. Now the Mishnah says ben kach or ben kach lo yoisa b'seicha mayim gedoshim. Is that whether this pumpkin was ever tamei or whether it wasn't tamei, but you should not put into it now Mayim Mechatis, that's already Kodesh. Because when the water is ready, has its Kedusha, you already put the Efer into Mayim Chayim in a different Kli that has its Kedusha. Now you want to pour it into this pumpkin. Here we're more Machmer, we are afraid that maybe some water is still sapped in to this pumpkin and will come out into the Mayim Chayim, into the Mayim Mekdoshim, and there we're more Machmer. Even though Tanakam holds we're not Machmer Stam by putting in the Mayim Chayim later, but of course you first make the Kiddush later. Well, you already have the Mayim Mekudoshim. Here we're Machmer, we're afraid, don't put it into this pumpkin, because afraid maybe some other water would come out to be Mariv mixed up with it. Now, Mishneh Dalet, Shefoy Feres, that's like a pipe made out of a reed. Shechatocho lechatis, if you cut it off to be used for the chatis, I mean, you're masakin to make it into a kli, that it could be mekabel something, so it's roll a kabel tumel or so, and you plan to put inside it either the Efer Chatis or the Mayim Chayim. So, Reb Eliezer holds, Yat fil miyat. You're supposed to be toivel at first, put the Sheferis into mikvah, ledu it l'shem Chatis that we had before, to make sure it has the Tesefes Kedusha. However, Reb Yeshua says, no, Yitame. This Kli that we plan to use for the Mechatis, first you're supposed to make it Tomei, let us share it, touch it. V'yatful, and then we'll put it into the mikvah, and we'll use it today when it's called the tful yom. And hakol, and the reason is that we had before to go against the tzedukim. The tzedukim used to darshan that you can't use a kli or a person that's a tful yom. You have to wait l'er shemesh, and we want to show not like that. So this kli that we use to make the kli, the mechatisin also, we would make sure it's tamei, and then we'll put it into the mikvah. It'll be called the tful yom, and we hold you're allowed to use it for the mechatis. Hakil ksherim lekadish. Anybody is kosher to make the kiddush means to put the efer into the mayim, even an isha, even an eved, even an drugnis. Chutz micheres shait v'kotin. Only a fool or a cheres deaf and dumb or a kotin on the bar mitzvah cannot do it. Reb Yehuda mach shebekotin. Reb Yehuda holds no, a kotin is also mutter. Then the pasuk says the osaf ish tor. It has to be ish, and not a cotton. If you don't know, even a cotton is also kosher, He yields though in each is possible. Because it says Lashna Vinosan Veloy Vinosno. And therefore, since an Isha is possible, now Dragnif is a Sophic, if the man's an Isha or an Isha, he has both Simonim, he's also possible to make the Echshav of Mechatis. Mishnehei, Bechol HaKeilu Mekachim, any type of a Kli you could use to make the Mechatis, whether it's the Kli Cheres, whether it's Eitz, whether it's wood, all Kelim you could use. And the Chiddush is Afilu Bechle Glolim, even though the Kli is only made out of the manure of an animal. Bechle Avonim, with a Kli made out of stone, or the Kli Adoma, made out of clay. Even though these Kelim are not Makabal Tumah, still it's called the Kli. The Apostle just says, V'nosa Mayim HaKeli, any Kli is kosher. Uva Svina Makachim, but who then you could use a ship, a boat you could use. It's also called the Kli, it's a base kibble, you can make a Kiddush in the Svina. Uva Svina Makachim Bo. The Eim Makachim Le Bitfanas HaKelim, in case you have a Kli that broke, and one you want to use just its sides of the Kli, and that's what's left over from the whole Kli, just the sides, even though it has the base kibble, that's no good. V'loi bishulei ha-machatz, and not the bottom of a machatz, like a machatz, or some says like a ladle, that used to fetch the water in it. So it's not called the base kibble by itself, therefore you can't use that for a Kli to mekadesh the mechatz in. V'loi bishulei ha-machatz. V'loi b'megufa sachovis, and not with the cover of a barrel, even though the cover has a little base kibble there, but it's not meant to store there, therefore you can't use the cover of a barrel. V'loy b'chofnov, not in your hands, you can't put in your hands to put the mayim there, mifnei shem malin, v'yei nekachin, v'yei mazim, mechates ela b'kli, it has to have a shem kli, and a person's hand is not called a kli. Ein matzilin b'tzomit posil ela kelim. That is halacha. If you have the Kli Cheres sealed tight, so whatever's inside of this Torah, even though this Kli is inside an Oil HaMeis, that's only the Kalim. If it's a Kli and it's sealed tight, so a type of a Kli that's not Makabel Tumah from the outside, therefore even though it's in an Oil HaMeis, and usually in an Oil HaMeis where a Meis is in the same room, the Tumah goes all over, but if the Kli is sealed tight, that protects the Tumah, does not come into the Kli. So being sealed tight only helps on a Kli. If the thing would not have a shem kli on it, even though it would be sealed tight, it would not protect the tumah from coming in. Shein matzilim miyad kli cheres ela kelim. And there's another type of halacha, that shein matzilim miyad kli cheres ela kelim. Also, if you have inside a kli cheres something that's tameh, so usually we said halacha is anything that's in the same avir, even though it's not touching the mace or the tumah, also becomes tameh. If you have a sheretz in a kli cheres, anything else that's in the same avir, the same space, even though it's not touching it, also becomes tummy. Let's say there's a kli mafsik, there's a hefsik there. Let's say you have one kli inside another kli, and the tum is inside the outer kli. So if you have food in the inside kli, that food does not become tummy. Because the kli is matzel. It's the same thing. Shein matzilum yad kli cheres ele kelim. What protects it to be considered another kli? The tum does not come in. Only a kli, and not something else. Mishnah Vov, Beitzat HaYotrim, means in the place where they're forming the clay, and have like an egg shape, a lump of clay, so Beitzat HaYotrim is Ksheira. This is kosher to be used for Mechatis. It's called a Kli already, even though you didn't put it into the oven, they didn't bake it yet, still it's called a Kli. Rabbi Yossi, Price of Yossi says no, that it's not called a Kli, because it's not Nigma Malachta, since you plan to bake it in the oven, so before you finish baking, it's not called a Kli. It's called a B'yasi Poitzel. Beitza Satana Gerlis, what's going to be a regular egg? That you have a hen's egg. What's going to be, could you use that for a Kli or not? Shrabi Meir, Rabbi Yudu Machshir, and yet that's also called a Kli. It's Koshel Kaddish Bo. The Chachomim Poitzel, the Chachomim say it's Poitzel, because it's not Koshel of a Kli. An eggshell is not called a kli, and a loch is like the chomin. When you get other lochas also, if you can make kiddush with it or not, if we hold all the mice, an eggshell is not called a kli, it can't be used, at least for kiddush mechatis. Mishnah Zayin. Ha shoykes, that's the throw, shebasela. You have a rock that you hollowed out in the rock a place that the animals come and drink water from it. It's a base kibble there in the stone, that water comes in there, and the animals drink from it, they have a throw there. So, Hashaykes, Shebasel, it's in the stone, in a rock. Say Mamalin Bo. You can't use this now for May for to put the Mayim. A Mamalin Bo, you can't fetch the water from the Mayim Chaim in it. And V'ein Mekatshim Bo, you can't put the Mayim Chaim into it and put the Efer Achatis into it. Because since it's still attached to the ground, it's not called a Kli, so it's not fit to be used for either one of these two. V'ein Mazim Imenu, the same thing, if you have already Mechatis and put it into this throw, you can't use it to be Mazim from it. Because this is not called a Kli, it's not called a Kli. What's going to be, and V'ein Atzrich Atzamit Posel. Let's say this is in a room that you have a mace there. So halacha is, when the has to be sealed tight, that tumor does not come in, only if it has a shem kli. But here, this stone, since it's attached to the ground, it's called like part of the ground. It's not called a kli. Therefore, the halacha is, as long as it's covered, even though it's not sealed tight, if you have, let's say, a ditch in the room, as long as you have a covering over it, that protects it that the tumor does not come in. So again, if you have a mace in the room, the tumor goes all over. But if you have a kli cheres in the room, there it protects what's inside it as long as it's sealed tight. But if it's not called a kli, but just a ditch in the ground, then as long as it's covered, it's enough. Here also, v'yein etzrich et samet posel, does not have to be sealed tight. It's enough just to have a covering on top of it. And v'yein epeselas et samikvav, the water is going through this like a hole in the stone, so it does not become mayim shuvim because the stone is not called a kli. So the water would not pass on the mikvah. What's going to be hoysa kli? Let's say first the stone was uprooted and had a shen kli on it. It was a utensil. And then the chibra b'sid, now you cemented it down with sid with lime to the ground. So now the locker is still called a kli. And therefore, memalin bo, you could use it to fetch the mayim chayim with it. Or mekachim bo, if you have mayim chayim in it, you could put the yefer of the paradum in it. Oh, mazim imenu, if you have the kiddush ready inside it, you can now sprinkle from it. Or tzricha from apostle, it's called the kli, that'll only protect tumas meis if it's sealed tight. Oh, pastelas as a mikveh, and if water would run through this, it's considered mayim shuvim, and that water then goes into the mikveh, pass on the mikveh. What's going to be nikveh milamat, let's say there was a hole on the bottom of this stone. Or pokoko bimisartit, you put, let's say, a towel there to stuff it up with. You put a shmata there to stuff it up with, a rag to stuff it up with. The water inside this thing now is called posel, to be used in the stone for mechatis. It's not called like surrounded by a kli. The bottom that's holding it up is the rag, not the kli. Therefore, the water inside is posel lemiloi ulekiddush ulazor v'meichatis. But it's not considered the water is inside a kli, but rather it's held up by this rig. What's going to be though min hatzad? Let's say the hole was on the side of the kli, or potukah b'mesartet, then you clogged it up with a rig. So then hamayim shavtechem sherim, the water inside is still kosher for meichatis for kiddush bazor v'nei shein agunam kli. Because it's called the bottom that's holding it up is the kli, it's called inside the kli, therefore it's still called the kli, the water is kosher. Also loya Torah shotit. Let's say you made, let's say like a crown around the top of it, made out of clay. On the top you fitted it with the rim of clay. And the water was filled up to the top and reached that top thing. So psulim, the water becomes posnal and nilo kiddush lazor, because the Torah, the top clay, is not called a kli. So the water is not cooled totally in a kli. What's going to be the mahoya bari? Let's say this top clay was very firm enough, hayabari kadeshi not limo, that you could just pick up the clay and the kli would come with it. Then ksher menchanami, then takus kosham. Then it's called the bottle to the kli, it's called part of the kli, then it'll be kosham. Now mishneches, what's going to be if you have shtei shekois? You have these two throws, these two holes in a stone, that water goes through it. Shebev and achas is in one stone. So it's like this. Kiddush achas men, let's say you put the efer of the mechatis into one hole. Is hamayim shebishni einam kadoshim. The water in the other hole is not kadosh, because there's no chibah, they're not attached. So even though they're both mayim chayim, but one has the efer, one doesn't have the efer, one has the kedusha, one is not. What's going to be hayu nekuvas zul lezul? Let's say there was a hole attaching both of them together, kishvaferas hanoid, the the width of a pipe, which is usually the width of two fingers, you could turn around in it. That's called Shveras Hanoi, that's called an attachment. So then we consider the two bodies of water attached together like it's one body of water. Or else, I show you Yamayim Sof and Agabeim. As I say, the water was flowing on top and touching the Afiluk Klipas Hashum. Even though such a small layer of water flowing, the size of a garlic shell, still that's mechaba these two waters together, and therefore the kiddush esachas. And then let's say you threw the afer of the paradum into one of them, hamayim shevishniyim mukadoshim. The water in the second one is also kaddish. Here there's a good chibur, the water is mekaddish. Mishnah Tes, what's going to be shtei avonim? You have two stones, two rocks. Shekifon zulazu, you put them close one to another. Fiyason shaykes, between these two stones now, like you made it into a throw, in the middle there's a spot there where you can put water. Fichein shtei arevis, well it's the same thing, you could have two type of a kneading pins. Fichein hashaykes shenechgar, so you have a regular shakas that's split in half. So hamayim shebeneyem einem mekadoshim. The water in between them is not Kaddish. The water in between them is not called inside a Kli. So therefore, I can't have any Kiddush. What's going to be, though, a son besid oy begifsis? Let's say, though, you cemented them together. You made a good chibra of the two stones, or else the two arevis, or the two shakas. That's like one Kli now. Either besid oy begifsis, another type of a plaster, and you pick them up now together, so that's called the good chibur, it's like one big kli. Therefore now, hamayim shebeneyim mekadoshim, the water found in between them is kodesh, that could be used for mechatis. That's called the mayim is b'teich kli, and therefore now it's fit, either to fetch the water that way, or to make the kiddush there, or to be mazeh from it. You're up to Perek Shishi. Mishnah, Hamakadesh, if somebody takes the afer of the poro and is about to put it into the water, Hamakadesh, now v'nofel akidish al yodoi, before the ashes fall into the water, first they fall on your hand, or else al yatzad, they fall on the side of the kli, on the side of the shaykas. V'yachakar, then later, nofel el shaykas, then later the ashes, like by themselves, either the wind comes or by themselves, they fall into the shaykas, they fall into the water, the locher is possible. It's not called the ma'isa kiddush, because the locher of the ma'isa kiddush is it has to come mikoyach adam. It has to be that a person throws it with his strength into the water, and here that the issues came by themselves, it's possible. Nofal minash beferes la shoykes possible. The same thing. Let's say the issues that were in the shoferes type of a pipe. So the issues that were in the pipe fell by itself into the shaykes, into the water, again, possible, because there's no koyach adam. What's going to be notal mishfaferes v'chisa? Let's say you took out some ashes with your hand from the shfaferes, from the pipe where you store it in, and then before you put the ashes into the water, you went and you covered the shfaferes. Or else, oy shehege fesadelis, or else you went to close the door of the house between taking the afer and putting it into the water. The locher is ha-kidesh kosher. This afer is still kosher to be used, as even though you did a melacha in between you working with the afer, melacha work does not passel the afer itself. But ve-hamayim sulim, you're not allowed to use this water that you fetched for the mechatesh, you can't use it anymore. Because since you did a melacha, you did some work which is not pertaining to the paraduma, in between, that passels the water. It's a machlokes exactly what's the reason why does melacha pasul, whether it's a din melacha, whether it's a loch in hesach hadas. But I call upon if you do work while you're being oisik in the afer, before you make the kiddush in the water, so the water becomes pasul. But not the afer, not the ashes itself. What's going to be zakof for boritz pasul? Let's say after you took the ashes out of the shfaferes, out of the pipe, you went now when you erected it, you put it up straight, let it stand on the ground. So, before you put the ashes into the water, that's also called the melacha, and that passels the kiddush. Fisha melachas kifa passels the water. But what's going to be l'toich yod? Let's say you just pick it up straight in your hands, and you don't want the ashes to fall out all on the side. So to just pick out the Seferis in your hand, then kosher. That's the why, if Nei Shefsher, or some of the Girsa Lufisha Efsher. It's impossible to do any other way. Like, you have to save the Esher, they shouldn't just fall on the floor. So this is not considered a malacha, or a special work you did, and therefore the water is still kosher, it's a kosher l'kiddush. Mishnah Beis. Hoyekiddush tzof al pnei hamayim. Let's say it means the ashes of the paraduma was floating on top of the water. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, Noitel u'mekadish. You're allowed to take these ashes off this kli and put it into other water to mekadish other water if you want to. Since it's floating on top of the water, you can still use it to mekadish other water. However, v'chomer nechom say, ko shenoga b'mayim, no, once the ashes got in contact with water, a mekadishim bo, you can't use it to mekadish other water. Even if you take it out and dry it out, you cannot use it to be mekadish other water. And similar locker is what's going to be zolaf es hamayim. You already like poured the water hamukadoshim, because you had already the water that was already mixed with the ashes. So zolaf es man, you poured off the water now. The nimtza kiddush melamata, and you find a bunch of ashes on the bottom of the kli. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, Menagev, you're allowed to let these ashes dry out. Well, Mekadesh, and you can use it another time to Mekadesh other water. Again, V'chom, and V'chom argument, say no, V'chom, Imrim, Kol Shenoga, B'mayim, and Mekadeshim Boi. As long as these ashes came in contact with water already, so the ashes are possible to be used another time to Mekadesh other water. And the Mishnah says the Machlok is both ways, teaches the Chiddush both ways. One's the Chiddush in Chachamim, and one is the Chiddush in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Gimel. HaMekadesh BaShoykes. Now, as you're putting the Afer of the Paraduma into the water that's in the Shoykes, into this throw. Now, VeHatfi B'Seicha. Means there are Kli Cheres. There are earthly Kalim inside it. Now, VeHatfi means a Kli Cheres, that its mouth is very narrow. Now, Afal pi shepiv tzar koshu, even though the mouth of it, the opening of this bottle, is only small, a koshu, a small amount, still, hamayim shebatoichem mekadoshim, the water inside this kli, inside this little bottle-like, is also has kedusha. Since it's opened a drop, it's called mechubah to the rest of the water in the shaykes, and since the ashes went in this water was mekadosh the water, so now even the water in this mayim, and this kli cheres also has kedusha, is also mekadoshim. What's going to be yemhoyu svug? Let's say there was a sponge in this water that's mekabel kedusha and has kedushas of the eifer of the paro. So mayim shabatech psulim, the water that's in the middle of the sponge that's tapped into the sponge, that's possible for mechatis. And the pshat is because it's not called a kli. The mayim inside has to be in a kli. Here it's in a sponge, not in a kli. So can't receive kedusha's possible kedusha. So Kate said, Yasa, what should you do now when you want to use this water to make sure no water of the sponge comes out and passes the rest of the water? So Yizalif, you should pour off the water out Shumigilah Svug. Pour off the rest of the water out of the Shoykas until you get down to the level of the sponge. Now, Noga Bisvug, let's say somebody touched the sponge, Afopi Shemayim Tzof Nagab of Kolshein, even though there's water on top of it, the level is on top of the sponge, but if you went and pressed down on the sponge, so you made some of this water come out and gets mixed up with the rest of the mechatis, then the locher is psulim. All the water becomes posel, because there's some water from the svug that got mixed in with the other water, and the water from the svug is not the water from a kli, therefore it's posel a kiddush, a posel the other water. Here, Mishnah Dalet. Nosan yodo, you put your hand, or raglo, your foot, Oyala yirokos, you have the leaves of vegetables that are edible. Now you put these down, kidei shiyavru hamayim lechovis. Like the water that's flowing down the mountain, you want it to go into a barrel. So you want to like direct the water to go into the barrel. So you put your hand or your foot there, or these grasses there, these leaves, kidei shiyavru hamayim lechovis. Halacha is psulim. They're not allowed to use now this water in the barrel for the mechatis. Because since it's a dovra makabel tuma that directed it there, so that passes the water. It has to be something that's not makabel tuma. A person's makabel tuma, so you can't direct the water into the chavis. What's going to be Ali Kon of the Ali Ego? Let's say you lose the leaves of reeds or the leaves of nuts that are not edible, so they're not called an Oichel, they're not Makabotoma. Then Sherim, if you put that down so the water should flow into the Chavius, that's kosher. This is the general rule. Dover Shu Makabotoma Apostle. If you direct the water with something that's Makabotoma, that passes the water. It's not called Heavy Yosna Ide Dover Shu Matira. But the Dover Shayna Makabotoma, if you direct it with something that's not Makabotoma, then kosher, then the water is still fit to be used for the May Chat. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. The Mishnah Hey, Hamefane Samayim Lotoich Agas. Let's say you're emptying out a Mayim. So you made a row from the Mayim that should go into the gas. You want the water to go directly from the Mayim, from the well, into the gas, into the vat, where you plan to make the mechatis. Samafana means you direct the water as samayim from the well water techa gas on the tacha gave him, or else you put techa gave him. That's a small bore, a small ditch, has like a puddle of water. Slocheris psulim lazovim. This water is possible in the gas in the vat or in the gavim. It's possible a zav to be toivel there, because the zav has to be toivel in mayim chayim. And these waters, since they got into a gas into a vat, or into a gavim, some a puddle, it's not called mayim chayim anymore. Well, a mitzoroyim, a mitzor also can't use this water. A mitzor has to use water for shtei tzipurim. It says you have to bring put it el kli cheres al mayim chayim. You have to put the dam into a kli cheres that has mayim chayim. So this water, once the water reached the puddle or the gas, it's not called mayim chayim anymore. You can't use it for mitzoroyim. Or the Kaddish Ben Mechatis, who are not allowed to use this water anymore to Mechadish Mechatis with it. Because you need Mayim Chayim. And at the end, the Mishnah ends off, Mephneshla, in the small of a Kli, it wasn't filled up with a Kli. So this last thing is a reason why by a Mitzor will a Kiddish Mechatis, that even though the water came a Techa Gas from a Mayim, from the Komokom, it was not in the smal of the Kli, it's not in the Kli right now, because the gas and the gavim is not called the Kli. Therefore, it's not kosher from its service, it's not kosher for Kiddush Mei Chatas either. Now, that about a Zav, why a Zav can't be toivel, that's a different halacha. It could only be toivel in Mayim Chayim itself, and since the water came to a rest already, it's not called Mayim Chayim, so therefore it's possible for Zav to be toivel in this type of a water. Now we're up to Perek Shavi, Mishnah. Chamisha Shemilu Chomish Chavis. You have five different people, that filled up five different barrels of water. Lekatshon Chamisha Kedushin. They had in mind each one to make his own Kiddush of the Mechatis. Each one wanted to take his own ashes and put it into his barrel of water. So he fetched the water to use for Kiddush. And then later, Venimluchu Lekatshon Kiddush Echod. They later decided to put all the five barrels into one big barrel, and to put the one-time ashes into once, or else the opposite way. What's going to be Olekachin Kiddushechot? The Chatchila, when they went to fetch the water, they fetched the water with the das to put all the water together, to be Mekadesh all the water together. The Nimluchot, and later they changed their mind, Olekachin Chamisha Kiddushin. Later they changed their mind to make it five separate Kiddushin. The Lachra Zerei Harei Kulin Ksherim. The Mayis, all the water is still kosher to be used for Mechatis. Because here it's a shadow, you do malacha in between you're working with the mayim. Like we had the Mishnah before, if you do other work in the middle of working with the mayim, you pass all the water. So Kiddush here is not called you did other work. Anything you fetched here was all for the purpose of making a Kiddush. There's no other malacha, therefore it's all kosher. But what's going to be though? Yochid Shemila Chomesh Chovies Lekatshon Chemish Kiddushin. One person went to fetch five different barrels of water, and he wanted to make five different kedushin. He wanted to be mekadesh each one separately. But Nimlach, then he changed his mind, lekatshon kiddush echad. At the end, he changed his mind that all these five barrels he had dashed to mix them together and make one big kiddush together. So locher is ein kosher elo achron. The only kli that's kosher is really the last barrel. That's the only one that's kosher. The one you put the... Yeah. Because the Lachar is here, since this one person, he first fetched one barrel of water, Now, before he put the Kiddush, the Eifer, in that barrel of water, he went to fetch another barrel. So by fetching another barrel of water, that's called Dida Malacha, over the first barrel. Because really the first barrel you had in mind to be Mekadosh that by itself. So really what you should have done is after you fetched the first water, you should have made a Kiddush, put the ashes in it. And since you went, rather, to make another Milu of a Chavis, that's called the Malacha, that passes the first water. Therefore, the only barrel that's kosher to you is only the last barrel. That one is still kosher. Is then kosher elo achroin, the last barrel. What's going to be though, lekach and kiddush echad, this one person, when he went to fetch these five barrels of water, he had in mind to make one big kiddush out of it. So then it's not called a little malachim in between, because even though you fetched the first barrel, but you had in mind right now to fetch another barrel to make one big kiddush out of them. Then later, benimlech lekach and chamisha kiddushin, then later he changed your mind to make separate kiddushin, each one separately. So, in kosher el ezesh kiddush rishon, the only one that's kosher is the first one. The first one that you mekadosh, that one, like no other malacha was done. But the rest of them, though, it's considered that malacha was done. Because since at the beginning you had in mind to collect all the five barrels, so you should have went straight to collect all five barrels first. You wanted to make one big kiddush. And then you stopped and you put the apron to the first barrel, so that's like called the malacha is being done between that and the second milui. Therefore, the second milui is puzzle, but the first barrel, that's kosher. What's going to be omal liyecha? Somebody says to somebody else, kaddish loch es elu. So in the case where the person first fetched the five barrels of water, and then he said, kaddish loch es elu, gave it over to someone else for a matana, and now it belongs to that person. So again, in kosher elorishim, the only one that's kosher is the first one. Because after we made kiddush on the first barrel, yeah, that's considered the malacha, negate to the second, third, and fourth, and fifth barrel. So the rest of the barrels are possible because some malacha was done. But what's going to be if you tell another person, kaddish li yaseilu, you don't say that you're giving him the barrels of water. The barrels still belong to you. Because you fetched five barrels of water. So far they were kosher. And you tell somebody else now, go be mekadosh them, sarei kulam ksherim, then all of them are kosher. Because since this other person, when he does the malacha, like he puts afer into one, he did not really do malacha with the other ones. It's only like you did a malacha someplace else. So that if you do a malacha someplace else, you can pass on the water. That's only if you're the owner of the water. But if you don't own the water, like here, the water doesn't belong to you. Like ain't other moisa dover shen shaloi, you can't make the water also with a malacha since it doesn't belong to you. So if you did not give all your water to that person, just that you just gave him a shus to make a kiddush. Therefore, Harayeluk Sherim, all of them remain kosher. Mishnah Beis. Hamamala biyachas yodoi. Let's say you're fetching the water for the Kiddush, to make Kiddush, to make chatas in it. And viyoysa malacha biyachas yodoi. With the other hand, you're doing a malacha. Or else, hamamala loy uliyachar. Let's say you're fetching water for yourself and for somebody else also. Yodam achar together. Or else, oy shemilo lishnayim kachas, you're fetching for two different people together. Lochrish name sulim. In this case, both waters are possible, because again, it's called you're doing a malacha while you're doing the milo of this water. When you're being oisik and collecting the water, you can't do anything else. Even to collect for two different people, when you're doing for one, it's called a malacha and you get to the other one. So therefore, both like barrels of water are possible. That the Mishnah says, Sha'amalochoi kaselas beniloi bein loi bein liyachar. If you do malach, you do other work while you're fetching the water for the mechatas, it makes up soul, whether it's for you or whether it's somebody else. And here the chiddush is, bein liyachar means even though the water belongs to somebody else. But since lamaisi, you're doing a malach here with the water itself, then you do pass the water. That we had the Mishnah before, you don't pass us, we're not doing a malach directly. But here we're doing a malach directly. Here you would pass the water even though it belongs to somebody else. Mishnah Gimel. HaMekadesh biyachas yodoi v'yoysa malacha biyachas yodoi. Let's say b'shash you're taking the ashes of the parvin and putting it into the water. You do malacha with your other hand. So malacha is like this. Im loy posel. If you be mekadesh the water for yourself, the water belongs to you, then posel. The kiddush right now, The Kiddush is possible, because since you did a malacha, you pass all the water. Therefore, the Kiddush is no good. But v'im layacha kosher, if the kiddush of the water belongs to somebody else, then the water is still kosher. Because by you doing a malacha, you can't pass to somebody else's water, since you're not doing a malacha directly to the water itself. Therefore, if the water belongs to somebody else, and you're like being mekadesh it with one hand, and with the other hand you're doing malacha, you can't pass the water. Now, ha-mekadesh lo yulayachar, let's say be mekadesh for yourself and for somebody else at the same time, so shaloi posel, your kiddush becomes posel. But the fact you're doing the kiddush for somebody else is called you're doing a malacha, and that passes your water. But b'shalacha kosher, again, for the other one, it's kosher. Since you don't own his water, and you're not doing a malacha directly to his water, therefore his water is kosher. Ha-mekadish l'shnayim ki-yechod, shnayim ki-sherim. Like you're being mekadish to other people's water that doesn't belong to you. Send malacha shnayim ki-sherim, both are kiddush, because when you're worsik in one, so that malacha can't pass on the other ones, because you don't own the other ones, you don't own either of them. So therefore, what you're doing is making a kiddush, and therefore both waters are ksherim. There's no soul of doing a malacha, since you do not own the water. Mishnah Dalet. Kaddish li v'kaddish loch. You have two people, each one filled up, let's say, his own barrel of water. And now Reuben tells Shimon, you be mekaddish my barrel, and I'll be mekadesh your barrel. So locher is harish and kosher. The barrel that received this kiddush first, that one is still kosher. But the second one is posel. Because the first one was being oisig to be mekadesh his friend's barrel, he posels his own barrel, because he's doing a malacha before he was mekadesh his own barrel. So that malacha makes his barrel posel. So only the first one that received this kiddush, only the first barrel is kosher. What's going to be if Reuben says to Shimon, Mala leave and Mala loch, you fetch water for me and I'll fetch water for you? So Acher and kosher, here's the opposite, the last one is kosher. Meaning the first water that was fetched, that one becomes possible. Because after somebody fetched water for you, now you go to fetch water for him. So you're like doing a malacha after you have your water already, and you're the owner, so you could possible your water. So therefore your water becomes possible, and therefore only the second one is kosher. What's going to be kaddish liv amaloch? You be mekaddish mine, and then I'll fill up water for you. Then shneim ksherim, because first you made a kiddush. After you mekaddish your water, you put the afer in. Then it can't become posel anymore. And then you first go to fetch water for your chavra. That's kosher. Malali, fetch for me mekaddish mine. I'll be mekaddish your water. And in this case, shneim sum, they're both no good. In other words, Reuven had a barrel of water filled already. Now Shimon tells Reuven, you go fill up water for me, and then I'll be mekadesh yours. The locha here is both of them become posel. Reuven's water becomes posel because before he made his own kiddush, he went to fill up a barrel of water for Shimon, so he did malacha, it posels his. And Shimon is also posel because he went to be mekadesh his friend's water before he's mekadesh his own. So if he had already his own water fetched for him, now he goes to be mekadesh somebody else's water. It's sort of like the owner is doing a malacha that would passel the water. So in this case, both of them are passel. Noisen eshaloi liachurub. Let's say you're carrying your water on the back. V'yeshachatas lefonim. Let's say you're carrying two barrels of water. One is for your own purpose that you fetched first, and then you also fetched a second barrel of water for the mechatas, and that you're carrying in front of you. So, like you have, say you have a stick that you have these two barrels on each side of it. So if you put the barrel that you collected the water for the mechatis in the back of you, then puzzle, because you can't watch it that way. The mitzvah, you have to watch the mechatis. So if you can't watch in the back of you, it's puzzle. What's going to be hoyoshneim shechatis? You have two barrels of water collected for chatis. So noisen echad the fun of echad achav kosher. Here, since you can't do it any other way, here it's mutter, you're allowed to use it. Like the Mishnah and Zohar, but since it's not possible to do it any other way, therefore it's kosher. Mash, for that they were afraid, maybe it became posel, because the Shimo is not really Psul Dirais, it's only Psul Dirabonim, therefore Mokka would see Yefshir a little bit more makel. Mishnah Vov, Ha-Moylech Es-Hachevel B'Yodoy. Means in the case where you borrowed some string to use to fetch the water, and after you fetch the water, now you want to return the chevel, you want to return the string to its owner. So the darker, if it's the same way that you have to go anyway, then kosher. It's It's not called you did an extra malacha after you fetched the water. But for Shler Ladak, let's say it's out of your way to return the string right now, then puzzle, then the Meisr, it's puzzle. Because it's called you did a malacha after you fetched the water before you made a Kiddush. Zeholach liYavne Shalosh Mradis. This Sharla came to Yavne for 3 Yom Tovim. Of a Moed Shlisha on the 3rd Yom Tov, Echshiviru Loi HaRosho. They passed that it was mutter, that water was mutter with a special HaRosho. Is even in the case where the owner, where the person walked, Shaloi Kedaka to return the string. Spices was Shasha Kosha then. They had no other water to be used for the Mechatis. So after the 3rd Yom Tov there, their Matvid said, you're allowed to use that water. Now, Mishnah, no, there was Shasat Chak, so if the Psul is only with Rabban, it'll be good. There were more Mekel. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Hamechanein Esachevel Al Yod Al Yad. That means after you use the string to fetch the water, now when you pick up the pitcher of water, you like wrap the string around your hand little by little. So that's kosher. It's not called you did a malacha in between fetching the water or even during fetching the water. But that's normal to do, to wrap it around the hand as you bring it up. But the Yimchinenu Ba'achreina, let's say first you pulled up all the string. And after you pulled it up, then later you start to wrap it around your hand. That's possible, because that's called you're doing a malacha now, that makes a psul. Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosi says, L'zeh Echshiru HaRosho. This was the case that would happen in the Mishnah before, like when they asked the Sharla and the Hin said back in the 3rd Yom Tov, that B'Sha'as HaTchak, they were makel to say that even though the person, after he fetched the water, he took the string and wrapped it around his hands, that's not considered a malacha to pass all the water. But it's only her roisho, but Mikra Radin, you should not do this, it would pass all the water. Mishneches, Hamatznia es hachovies shleti shover. That means after you finish fetching the water and putting the water into the shaykes, now you went and took the barrel and hit it. You went to put it away, it should not be stolen, or it shouldn't be broken. Or else, shekafu al piyo amanas lanagva, or else you turn the barrel upside down in order that it should dry out. So it depends. Lamalo is bo kosher. The reason why you put this aside is because you plan to fetch more water. So then it'd be kosher. It's not called the malacha, it's called sarich, the kiddush of this water. But lohilach bo es a kiddush, possible. But let's say the reason why you want to save this barrel and make it dry out is that later, after you make the kiddush, you plan to carry it in this barrel. Then it'll be possible. That's called the malacha, because you're not doing it at tzarech the kiddush, but only after the kiddush. Therefore, since you did a malacha after you fetch the water, that would possle the water. Hamefane charosim mitoch hashoikis. Let's say in the shoikis, that's this throw that you put the water of the mayim chayim. There were a lot of, let's say, other small earthly kalim there, and you want to clean it out now. Bishvil shetachzik mayim harbik sherim. See if the purpose why you want to clean it out is that in order to put a lot of water in here, that's called the tzarech. This water, it's not called the malach, will be mutter. But v'yim bishvil shlayiyo ma'ak v'noisoi v'shor shu zoylef esamayim. But if the pshat is that later on, after you're going to put the ashes into the water, after you're going to make kiddush, then later you want to sprinkle this water, it's going to be hard to sprinkle it later when you have the kli cheres in there now. It's in there. So therefore you want to take out these small earthly pitches now in order to be easier later, then puzzle, that will be called puzzle, like you're doing a malacha now, not the tzarech of the kiddush, but for tzarech what's going to happen after you are mekadosh the water. So that's called the malacha that would puzzle the water. Mishnah Tes. Nishaho yameim avak seifoy. A person that already fetched the water mayim chayim, and he plans to use it now to make kiddush of the mechatis, and he's carrying the water now on his shoulders. For her roi, while he's carrying it, somebody asks him a shayla about a tum of a tyra, a dinamomnis, something that does not have to do with mechatis. Or else, the hero liachermas derech, somebody asks him for directions, how to go someplace, and you show them how to go. Or else, for horag nochesh viakrav, you killed the snake or scorpion. Or else, for not al oichlim latzniyam, you took some food and you wanted to hide them, so not for the purpose of the mechatis. So in all these cases, possible. So you did a malacha now, you did some work now. A chiddush, even just the dibur, just the passing the shalom, that's also called you did a malacha and that passes the water. What's going to be the oichlon li'ochlon? Let's say you took this water, the food, to eat it, In other words, to have koyach, in order to be able to carry the water, then kosher. Because it's called eating now, let's serve to be able to carry the water. Or else, hanochash v'yakrav shoyimak v'noisoy. Let's say the snake was stopping you from going, or was around you, you couldn't walk with the mechatis with it on you. That's why he took it off, then the locher is kosher. Because it's not called did a malach, it's called you're doing something with serve the water itself. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says like this, Zechel, this is the klal, called dover shehu mishum locha. Anytime you're doing work, bein omad, bein layomad posel, whether you have to stop, or whether you don't have to stop to do the malach, like let's say it's called passing the shiloh, a maisa posel, you pass the water. The malach passes the mayim. But the dover shehu mishum locha, let's say something that you're doing that's not really called the malacha. So then, omad posel. If you stop, if it takes time, then you'll be then it's posel. So here it means dover shenim shemlocha. Means here it means going hayro. If you pass in the shiloh, that you're not really doing a malacha over here passing the shiloh with a shiloh. Like why, if you pass in as a posel? So now it's saying in a case like this, let's say that dover shenim shemlocha. It's not really you doing work. You're just passing in the shiloh. Now it depends, Omar, if you have to stop. So the pshat is now, the Mephoshim says, it's like a hesach hadas. Since you have to stop and think about the psak, so you mesich, you're taking your mind off watching the water, therefore the water is puzzle. But the loy Omar, you don't have to wait, you don't have to stop, you keep on walking, so that's not really considered a hesach hadas, and then kosher. Then lemaisa, the water is still kosher for meichatas. Mishnah Yud. Ha moisa meimav letomei psulim. If you give over your water to a person that's tummy, he should watch it. So the locher is psulim. It's no good. The water is puzzled. The water is rishus. A person that's tummy, we have to be afraid maybe he himself touched it. The la torah kshem, give it over to a person that's tor, that's okay, then the water is no kosher. Rabbi Elazar says, af le tummy kshem, even though you give the water over to a person that's tummy, still the water is kosher. Why? Im lo yosu ha-bailam locha, if you know the bailam, they're not doing locha. Like you could trust the Bible, even though it's an Amoritz, like we had before, by the Mechatas, everybody's very makbid. Therefore, blessed Shri Tavir, you could even trust the Amoritz when it comes to these halachas of Mayim Lechatas. So therefore, as long as he says he did not do a malacha, the water is still kosher. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shnayim Shoyim Amalim Lechatas. Two people were fetching water in a chavis, in two different barrels, for the Mechatas. Means each one helped the other one pick up his barrel on top of his shoulders. Let's say one of them has a thorn in his toe, so one helped the other one take out his thorn, take out the splinter while they were carrying the mechatis. So it depends. Bekiddush echod, if they both plan to put both barrels of water into one shoykas, like do it together, then kosher. Because whatever one did to the other, it's all helping along in the same kiddush. Therefore, the tzarech ha-kiddush, the tzarech the water, it's not called the did a malacha, it's kosher. But b'shnei kiddush, unless each one of them plans to make his own kiddush, then posel. Because when you go and help your friend to put up his barrel, that barrel has nothing to do with your kiddush of your water. So it's called you did a malacha after you fetched your water, before you made a kiddush to it. And the same thing your friend also. So therefore, both barrels will remain posel. Rabbi Yossi says, "Af b'shnei kiddushin kosher." Even though it's two separate barrels, still will be kosher. Im hisnu b'neim, if they made a condition between the two of them, and the pshat is that they both made up between them, like he won't be able to carry his unless you help me. So, since they made this condition in the beginning, it's like each one cannot do his milu unless the other one helps him. So, by helping one another, that's the purpose of your own milu, of your own filling up the water. So therefore, it's considered you did not do another malacha, but rather only worked upon filling up your own a pitcher of water. Mishnah Yud Beis. Ha Poritz Almanas Ligdor Kosher. Let's say somebody knocks down the fence, like when you're carrying the water of the Mayim Chayim, and you want to carry it home to put it into the Shoykes, there's a fence there stopping you from walking. So you knock down the fence now, even though you have conditions Almanas to build it back again, but still kosher right now, because the breaking of it was called the tzarech of the kiddush. The imgoda, let's say you stay there though and you build it back again, and then pasul, that's called the mlocha, not the tzarech kiddush, that passes the water. Let's say while you're carrying the water, you go down to eat by your friend, he gives you some dates, but you did amanas that you'll work later on his tree. you'll be nixar if you cut down more figs from later. It's a lochra's kosher. Like, you're not cutting it down now. Right now, you're only eating the figs. But since you're eating it right now to give you koyach to be able to carry it better, it's not called the melacha. That's not letzorach hamayim, therefore it's okay. But v'yim kot, so let's say you waited and you take a cut down the other figs, you did a melacha, then pasal, that would pasal this water. Or your oicha, let's say you were eating v'hoiser, and you have leftover food. So you had leftover some figs, v'zorach mashabiyod, you threw away what was in your hand, the tacha satain, the leftover, you threw it underneath the fig tree again. Or else alatoicha muksa to a special place, b'shvil shelo yovar, in order that it should not be lost, the leftover food. So you put it, let's say, in a place, a special place where it should dry out. Then the lochar is posel amayim. The water becomes posel. Since you are matzniya this oichel, in order it should not be lost, that's called the melacha. That's not called the sorach, the water. Therefore, just putting away this food, almanas to save it, that's also called the melacha, that would posel the water. Here up to Perek Shemini. Shnayim shoyishomer mesa shaykes. Two people were watching the shaykes. That's the stow again, this water that was already fetched from the Mayim Chaim. And you're storing it now until you put the ashes of the Mechatis into it. Now, nitmu echem, and let's say one of the shomer became tamei. So ksherim, still the water is kosher, because you have a kosher shomer still watching it. If nei shem b'shusha shoshenik, but the second one that's kosher is still watching it. What's going to be now Tor? The one that was Tomei went to the Nikveh became Tor. And now the Nitma Sheni, now the second one became Tomei. So again, Ksherim. If Nei Shem B'shusha Sharishin, because the first one is still Tor, that became Tor already, is also watching it. What's going to be Nitmu Shnei? Let's say both of them became Tomei, Kachas, both together. And Echnami, then the Locher is Psulim, it's possible. What's going to be Osa Achasmi and Melocha? Let's say one of these two Sharim do Melocha now. Ksherim, still the Mayim is Kosher. Because when one goes to do malacha, the yikah shemen, that was the second one, so he's watching it, therefore it's still kosher. What's going to be omad v'yoser asheni malacha? Let's say the second one gets up and do malacha now, after the first one came back, sherim again, still the water is kosher. Mivnei shem b'shusha shorishim, what's the b'shusha, the first one? Also shneim kiyechod, let's say both of them do malacha together, both shemrim, and echnami then sulim. Then the Mayim became Pasul, since it's in their Rishus to watch it, and they both did Malacha, then Malacha Pasul's the Mayim. Mishneh Beis, HaMekadesh Mechatis. If somebody went to put the Eifer of the Paradum into the water, so Lochar is Lo Yino Es HaSandal. He should not wear shoes, Bishasis, be Mekadesh, the water. He should do it barefoot. Shim Noflu Mashkin HaSandal, because you have to be careful, maybe some of the water will fall upon your shoes. And then the locher is nitmo, then the shoes, the kli, would become tamei, and then bitamau, then the kli would be metama the person himself. Like this, the water itself is not metama the person. The water is only metama kli. But once the water is metama the kli, then the sandal will go be metama the yodam. So the Mishnah says, like harehu oimer, meaning to say the person, the yodam, says to his shoe, metamecho loitemuni. What's metame you cannot be metame me. Means this mashke, the water of the mechatis, if it comes upon the person, it's not metame the person. But if it goes upon you, the shoe, you become tame. And then viyate timasoni, and then you are metame me. Like, even though it doesn't make sense, but that's the locha. The pshat is the mashke has a locha to be metame kelim, and again to mechatis, and therefore that kli is metame nodim, is also not fit for the mechatis. A similar, Mishnah say now, similar cases like this. What's going to be noflu mashkin al basaroi? Let's say the mashkin falls upon the basar of the person. Tor, he remains tor. Noflu aksusi, let's say the mashkin falls upon his clothing. Nitmas, the clothing become tome. Again, vitamusu. And the clothing now is matama the person. So again, Arayu Waitmeri says also, mitamecha loitamuni. The person says, light to the kalim. What's mitame you, the mashkin, is not mitame me. But viyat to you, the kalim, to my son, you could be mitama me. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Hasar for somebody that's burning the paraduma. Uforum is also burning other parum hanasrofim. Or else for Amashalech as a sawyer, somebody's on Yom Kippur sending away the Sora Mashalech, Metame Begodim. These people are all Ametame the Begodim. With Poro Uporim, Usar Hamishalech, Atzmon ain't Metame Begodim. They themselves, though, are not Metame Begodim. Meaning if somebody just touches the paraduma, or somebody just touches the soy hamashtaleach, but somebody just touches these Purim HaNesrafim, they do not become Tamei. Just the person that's being Oisik and burning it, or in taking them out, they become Tamei. So it comes out, Harei Zeroyim Yisrael also, that Mitamecha Letemuni, like the Begit says to the Yodim, what's Mitame you, the Purim and the Purim, is not Mitame me, but the Yata Tematani, but you the clothing, you're Mitame me, you're Mitame the person. All right, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape.